Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
Anxiety disorders take real big tolls on us Americans, especially because of the pandemic, because of the chaotic situations we're in our world. Did you know 40 million Americans struggle with anxiety, depression, and suicidal ideas? Well, we're going to address that topic today on this Encounter show. I'm Judy Redlich. My guest is Pastor Jeff Peabody. And he is the pastor of New Day Church near Seattle, Washington. Pastor Jeff, welcome.
Thanks for having me on. It's great to be here.
You must have had some experiences with anxiety in your life to write a book about it. Share your story with us.
Yeah. Well, I would say that I lived most of my adult life largely unaware of my own emotions, what I was feeling. You could ask me at any given time, and I probably couldn't tell you what was going on inside. I just had a real big lid on my emotions. And, you know, our bodies and our brains, they know what's going on, even if we don't. And eventually they're going to get our attention. And for me, that came in the form of hitting what I call my mental and emotional wall, where all of a sudden I just found that my brain just sort of skidded out of control, and it felt like I was all of a sudden just being bombarded by all these intrusive, unwanted thoughts, and I couldn't stop my mind, and I told people it felt like my brain broke, and I didn't know what was happening. I didn't understand it, and I was a wreck, and I went on a walk with a friend of mine who also happens to be a therapist. And we're walking, and I'm just blabbering on, and I'm crying, which was very uncharacteristic of me. And I get to the end, and I'm just baffled by what's going on. And I say, kind of in disbelief, I am not an anxious person. And he looked at me and he laughed, which was not the reaction that I was hoping for, but it was exactly what I needed, because it was as if he was saying, you're kidding, right? You do know who you are. And so it was this kind of pulling me up short, making me realize I wasn't as self-aware as I thought. And that kind of began this journey of really kind of doing more exploration and understanding that, oh, yeah, actually, I've been carrying a whole lot of anxiety, and I just wasn't calling it that and didn't recognize it.
It's interesting that you held a lid on your emotions. Is that a precursor for finding out that you really do have anxiety? I mean, do people with anxiety usually hold on to their emotions rather than letting them loose?
You know, that is a really good question. I'm not sure what the experience is for other people. I just know that I was largely disconnected from anything that was going on internally, of being able to name it or look at it and see what impact stress was having on my life. I kind of just skated through, and it was by and large fairly pleasant, but it was not really in touch with how things were impacting me. And I sometimes used to refer to what I called these flat spots on my soul, where I could I knew that probably something was big enough in my life that I probably should be, it should be having an impact, but I couldn't see what it was. And so it was kind of like all of that was just getting buried down and into this one tight knot for me that manifested itself then in terms of anxiety. But yeah, I don't know if that's by and large true, or more people are more easily aware of what's going on, and so the anxiety is just right up front. But for me, it kind of was slow manifesting itself.
That's very interesting. And you're a pastor. Tell us a little bit about that story in your life.
Well, you know, I think sometimes the job itself has created some anxiety for me. but didn't plan on becoming a pastor. I spent the first half of my career in advertising and then felt called in a different direction. And, you know, I think there's a sense in which it's kind of expected sometimes that when you're in a pastoral role, you're kind of a caregiver, or you're the person people turn to for answers and expertise. And so when you're kind of feeling like you're the one falling apart and you're having to function or preach every week and all this is going on, that created some internal tension just in and of itself, and going, okay. And I had to come to a point of really choosing vulnerability as my path forward, and discovered that when I could really share what was going on with my congregation, actually it was the best thing that ever happened for me, because all of a sudden all these people were going, oh, you too, I can relate to that. So it actually really helped take the shame and stigma away from it to start talking about it.
That must have been hard to come to a grip with sharing it with your congregation.
Yeah, you know, I've always been sort of the kind of person who felt like I was pretty unflappable. And so to admit, you know, I want to be a helper, not the helpy. And so to admit when I was really struggling, it was a difficult, but it was a real turning point, I think, in my ministry and just my relationships. And it made things feel a lot more mutual, like we were on a journey together rather than me trying to just take care of other people.
Because they could identify with you, many of them
right.
could.
Yes, exactly. And I told one friend in particular, and he was really just so happy because he had shared some really personal things with me, and I had been gracious about it, but I hadn't really corresponded by the same level of vulnerability with him. And so when I finally just came to that point where I just had to talk about it, it really had an impact on our friendship long term. And, you know, I think it was Mr. Rogers who said, if it's mentionable, it's manageable. Hmm. And I think that's really true.
When do you think you started with your OCDs?
You know, I didn't know that I started with it then, but looking back now, I was really in about fourth grade when I began exhibiting symptoms. It went undiagnosed as a kid, but I definitely was showing all the same kinds of symptoms. So then when I hit my mental, emotional wall in my late 40s, it immediately reminded me of that season in my life. And I could see all the ways where I'd really kind of had the same tendencies for a really long time.
Kids and adults are suffering, and it seems like the numbers increase on a regular basis. What are some of those signs that kids might have that could be a precursor for OCD?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of worry involved with it. And I think, the last couple of years have sure really increased that for kids. But it can show up all kinds of ways. You know, for me, when I was a kid, I was really worried about if I had done anything wrong. I shared a room with my younger brother, and I remember at the end of every day, there was a season where I would get done with the day and make this blanket apology to him if I had done anything wrong all day, and I needed him to tell me that he forgave me in a certain way. And so that was kind of this ritual that I went through every day of just having to reassure myself. So I think a lot of times it shows up in the form of ritual behavior. It can show up just in terms of anxiety. You know, I developed a high startle reflex.
What is that?
You know, where the small things will make me jump really easily. And my kids thought it was kind of hilarious.
Such as?
But it was,
Give us a story, an example.
Well, you know, I could drop a napkin and just dropping it, I jump, you know, that startle reflex infants have when they kind of test when they're born. And so I would, you know, my whole body would sort of seize up sometimes when something just little is happening that's not going to cause any damage, but my body reacts as if something really big is going on. So kind of this overreaction, I guess.
An overreaction. So you're the author of Perfectly Suited, The Armor of God for the Anxious Mind. Talk about your book.
Yeah, well, it was just recently after getting my diagnosis with obsessive compulsive disorder that I began preaching through this series on the armor of God. And actually, it kind of started from one night when I was having a real panic attack in the middle of the night. And so it felt to me like, oh, this feels like spiritual warfare. This feels like I'm under attack. And so I began praying earnestly that God would cover me with the shield of faith. And I tried to kind of hunker down under it. And I don't really know what I expected, but I didn't get it that night. I didn't fall back asleep. Didn't feel like any sense of peace settled over me. And so, you know, as I looked back on that afterwards, I began to realize that my concept of what the armor of God was needed some expansion, needed some development. And so I ended up preaching through this series, and I began to look at it in a very different way where I could see it through the lens of my anxiety and go, oh, wow, God has really provided something for our care and protection here that, you know, I was relying so much on myself and my own defenses, my own way of making sure I was okay. And now I reached a point where I couldn't make myself feel okay. And so I could see, oh, what I really needed in the first place was God's care and protection. So,
hey, Pastor Jeff, we're going to continue after we take a break. He wrote the book Perfectly Suited, The Armor of God for the Anxious Mind. And that's, of course, based on Ephesians 6:10-18, right?
Yes.
If you want to hear more, join us after the break. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. My guest is Pastor Jeff Peabody. He wrote the book Perfectly Suited, The Armor of God for the Anxious Mind. Wow, Pastor Jeff, you know that spiritual armor is so important. In fact, we teach kids in our Sunday school class about standing in front of the mirror every day and putting on that armor. But apparently God has more in store than I even thought about for that armor concerning anxiety.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in a Christian home, and so I remember hearing about it a lot in Sunday school. And for me, I think that the emphasis really always was on that idea of picking it up and putting it on. And I realized that it kind of fed into all my sort of performance-based approach to my faith, where I was doing all these things that I felt like were making me right, making me okay. And putting on the armor of God sort of actually became one more thing about me and about what I was doing. And I was realizing, well, wait, if God's offering me this as protection, then I can't make it be all about me doing it right. And as I studied it, I discovered that that word there for picking it up and putting it on in the Greek really can mean to sink into. And I liked that imagery because it had the idea more like, you know, the way you can sink down into a soft couch or something where you're receiving it or you're being received by it. And it's less about straining and more about entering into something. And I began to just look at the armor for how this was God's gift. You know, here I was at a point in my life where I couldn't even control my brain, which I had always felt like, you know, I'm the compliant overachiever kid. I'm the one who can always hit the mark and do what's asked of me and feel good about it. And here I was, all of a sudden, I can't even rein in my head and to go, oh, that's what grace is for. It's for the things that I can't fix myself. And go, okay, so what does it look like to think about the armor in that sense of something God is providing to protect us in our vulnerabilities? That's not about us creating the protection, but counting on Him instead.
Sinking into that protection of the armor. Love it. Love it, Pastor Jeff. Now, what do you say to folks that might be going through that same challenge that you are, especially pastors?
Yeah. Well, I think a couple of things. One would be, I hope that by putting my story out there, that if somebody's feeling alone in their struggle, feeling isolated, you know, I think sometimes one of the biggest lies about anxiety and depression is it makes us want to withdraw and pull away and be by ourselves. We think that's the answer and it's really the opposite of what we need. We need to not be alone. You know, God said it's not good for us to be alone. So I think being able to see that there's other people out there who can identify with the same struggle is important. And also just to recognize what God is offering and just how big his grace is for us in our suffering. You know, for Christians, we read those verses about, you know, be anxious for nothing or don't worry or don't be afraid. And we feel like if we're feeling those feelings, then if we're feeling anxious, that there's something wrong with us or there's something deficient in our faith or that we're sinning in some way. So we kind of compound our suffering with guilt because we feel like we really shouldn't be experiencing that. So I've come to listen to those verses a little differently now, and rather than hearing it as a reprimand of, you know, don't be anxious, I hear it as more the reassurance of our good Father saying, oh, you don't need to be anxious. I've taken care of that. And so more relieving the burden rather than
the reprimand, golden. Using it as a reprimand. Yeah. That is interesting. Be anxious about nothing. I hear that verse a lot. What other verses could you maybe not substitute, but use also as a comforting voice if someone is going through OCD like you are?
Yeah, you know, one of my favorites, I think it's Psalm 94, 19, that says, when anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. And I love that. I love also Peter's line that says to cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you.
He cares for
and I think
you.
even in Paul's statement about, you know, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, let your prayers be made known to God. And even that gives us somewhere to go with our anxiety. And so I think to see God as wanting us to bring those cares to him and entrust them to him and not necessarily feel badly that we have them, but to just go to him with them. I think it becomes a good excuse for prayer.
Perfectly suited. The Armor of God for the Anxious Mind. Jeff Peabody is my guest. He's a pastor close to Seattle, Washington, of New Day Church. How do people start on this journey? Give some tips.
Oh, boy. Well, I think, the first thing is, like I said, to not be alone in it. I myself sought out counsel, and I had a good community, a supportive community that I could engage and pull around me, and also get professional help of people skilled to assist me with working through anxiety. And, you know, I think to get past the stigma of therapy and counseling, I think it was good for me. You know, I've encouraged people to go to counseling for a lot in my ministry, and to do it myself was actually a really, really good thing for understanding how it works better. And it felt like it gave me access to more of myself than I had before. So I think that's really important. And, my friend who laughed at me, he always says the line, press into relationship. And I think so much of our anxiety and mental distress can come from, it's relationally connected. So the more we can develop good, close friendships where we can be vulnerable, I think that's really important.
For those who may not know how to develop a close friendship, where do you start?
That is a really good question. I think especially, I don't know if this is true, but it seems from my experience that men in particular have a hard time making friends. And I think it's harder when you're later in life. But, I think it requires a certain degree of risk and vulnerability. I guess starting with a good church can be a help, and seeing if there are small groups to plug into, or, it's hard to know where to direct people for close friendships. I think they also take time to cultivate. And so to have a certain degree of care in choosing who those people are is important. I think that is a real struggle. And again, I think that's one of those anxieties we can bring to God and say, I need friends, Lord, direct my steps, and pray that He can bring people into your life.
Pastor Jeff Peabody, talk about some of the damage that anxiety disorders can bring. Share some statistics.
Well, I think in the book I refer to a few. I don't have them directly in front of me, but 77%, I believe it is, of Americans who experience physical symptoms, even, of stress. And then 73% experience psychological symptoms. So that's a pretty high percentage. And then you kind of extrapolate out from that. Not only does it affect us personally, but then it affects our relationships and the people that we love who are concerned about it, or it disrupts our communication. And so the ripple effects are huge with that. And then with depression, it can be so debilitating and just take people completely out of life and connection. And like we've said, I think especially the last couple of years for students in particular, it's just been so isolating and so so difficult in such a formative time of life. So. Yeah, it has just really devastating impact, for sure.
Pastor Jeff, how do people get a copy of your book, Perfectly Suited?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. It's available at most places books are sold, so whether that's Amazon or Christian Book or Barnes & Noble. You can also go to my website, jdpeabody.com, and any of those would be a great place.
Your website again?
It's jdpeabody.com.
J-D-P-E-A-B-O-D-Y. jdpeabody.com.
Yes, jdpeabody. And I would say also it's available both as an audiobook and paperback. So, you know, not everybody likes to read. So if you'd rather listen, it's that way too.
Maybe this show has pricked your heart to check about how you stand with anxiety. Why not get a copy of Perfectly Suited, The Armor of God for the Anxious Mind by Pastor Jeff Peabody? And again, your website?
jdpeabody.com.
And what's a one-sentence closing you might share with our listeners that might be suffering from this?
I would just say I am, so sorry that you are suffering, and to know that God loves you and His grace is far greater, and He can take your suffering and He doesn't need to remove it, but He can transform it into a way that you can see Him and know His presence in new ways.
Thanks so much for sharing your story today with us, Pastor Jeff.
Thanks for having me.
And I pray Pastor Jeff's story will give you the courage to be an overcomer, just like he's working on. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
Okay, sweetheart, I've turned on the nightlight, and here's Teddy.
Grandma, I love it when you tuck me in. You're my best friend. Don't ever leave me. I love you.
Electronic Caregiver helps seniors maintain independence and safety at home with their medical alert system. The Smart Wristband provides telehealth, medication reminders, and personalized messages. If an emergency occurs, loved ones can call for help by pushing the button. More information from Cheryl Wilson at 314-312-0034.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn.